If someone's not your friend, are they actually your enemy? Hey, it feels
right, don't it? Welcome back to the Freddy Show, the number two podcast in the world.
Are you ready, Freddy? Are you ready?
What are we number two to?
It's like, a little skirt. That's stupid podcast.
Oh. That's not a very nice thing to say.
With Pogan Law.
You be, you got something you want to say about him? Say it.
Logan Paul. Oh, straight up?
You're a fan.
Straight up?
You're a fan.
Love the content.
Yeah.
You're a fan. I love it. Hey, but straight up, not off the record, nor on the record.
Yeah.
Hate that man.
Wait,
I hate him. Man, we're not friends. Me and him? I would confidently say that me and Logan Paul are not friends.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're thinking. You're saying, hey, Cakes, you guys don't know each other. I hear you. I understand what you're saying. But think about it this way. If someone's not your friend, are they actually your enemy? You know? Like, if you don't know someone that's in, like, China, like, you don't know... Name a name, dude. Name a name.
From China.
Anywhere, bro.
Anywhere.
Yeah, someone that you don't know. Name a name.
Someone I've never met.
Yeah, sure.
I've never met a... I don't think I've ever met a Ralph.
Never met a Ralph.
You ever met a Ralph?
Sure. I know.
That's what I mean.
No.
Anybody met a Ralph?
So is he your friend?
Ralph.
Yeah.
That's a buddy.
No, you don't know him. You can't be your friend.
I mean, I don't trust him.
You ever play The Sims, bro? You got to like talk to people first before they become your friend.
Now, here's the thing. Ralph.
Yeah.
I think this is one of my eternal downfalls.
Okay.
But also one of my best traits.
Yeah, yeah.
I trust everybody.
Everybody. Yeah. From the jump.
Legit, how many times you think you've just been like, what's up? And you said it to a murderer. And you just don't even know.
Logan Paul.
You think so?
Well, actually, I never said hi to him, so.
You know
but
what
for
mean?
Real, yeah, I always think about that. Like, walking down the street, like, how many people have you met that are like...
You just nodded.
Been in a porno.
You've been like, sorry?
Like, how many people have you passed on the street... That have like just been in a porno.
A home movie or like a legit one?
Like a home, like whatever.
Like their own, like they're like their own movies.
Sure. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Does that count? Or does it have does it have to be leaked? I was talking about murders. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I told you what I was talking about.
I'm just saying, how many times?
Let's get on the murderer train. If you're walking down New York Street.
That's what I mean.
New York State.
You probably bumped shoulders with a murderer.
At least once.
How many murderers are out there?
Over.
You think a quarter of the population?
Over a baker's dozen for sure.
Quarter of the population. 25%?
No, bro.
No.
If it was.
Yeah, no.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. I mean, I'm just saying. I don't know what they'd be doing
but
in their spare
time. Think
how
many more people there would be if there wasn't murderers, dude.
Probably a quarter more of the population.
That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That makes sense. Checks out.
So since you're a flat earther.
Okay, what? No, I'm not, bro.
You are.
I'm not, bro. I'm just saying I like to discuss ideas that is possibilities of other ideologies.
Let's get a reality TV series going.
Easy.
Where flat earthers try to find the edge of the earth. Why has there never been one?
I think Logan Paul did that.
Did he do it?
That's why we're not friends.
No, I'm talking about a reality TV show.
Oh, reality TV.
They give you...
I think he did like a documentary.
$100,000 each, and there's 10 of you, and you got to try to... First person to find the end of the earth, you know, gets to wear that belt.
I would make the earth flat to win that show.
I don't think you could do it with $100,000.
You just got to be careful with your resources. Like, you got to be creative, you know? You know how people like are creative with their budgets and like make the most of every dollar?
If the earth was flat, we'd have been found out about it.
That's not true, bro. I think there's been less than 12 people that have been to Antarctica. And if that's
why don't you go?
It's cold, bro. I can barely stand 40 degrees.
You just take a helicopter.
The blades would freeze in the midair.
Do they? Or is that just something you made up?
That's something I made up.
I think a plane. No. You don't have to go south. You can go east or west. You trying to mess with me, bro?
What do you mean?
You can just go east or west.
What do you mean?
For you don't got to go north or south. You don't got to go to the poles.
No, but they trick you, bro.
No, you trying to trick me.
Nah, I'm not, dog.
You can go east or west.
Nah, because the compasses, bro, they'll lie to you and they'll have you keep going in a circle.
Nah, bro.
Like, have you keep going
now,
in a circle.
So now it's magnets are against
us. I'm not saying I believe it. I'm just saying it's probable.
If you just look left and go straight, you don't got to turn, my G.
Bro, tell me this. How high have you ever been in your life? You been in a plane?
30,000 feet.
30,000. You look out that window, what you see? Looking like a flat rock. Looking like a flat iron, dog. Cook some eggs on it.
You been to Hawaii?
Oh, you want over easy?
You been to Hawaii? Hawaii?
Why you want to go to Hawaii?
Have you been to Hawaii?
Can we talk about that?
What? I've been. It's cold.
You been?
I've been to Hawaii.
All right, what were you about to say about Hawaii?
I was saying, have you been to Hawaii?
No.
How do you get to Australia? You go past Hawaii?
Yeah, if you go that way.
Oh.
Yeah, or you could go that way.
No, I just mean
either way, you get there.
I just mean like you'll get there.
Eventually.
If you just fly one way, you'll fly around the world. Around.
No, bro. That's where they trick you, dog.
Around.
Because people have never been to Antarctica.
That's up and down.
It's the border.
It's up and down.
It's the border. I'm saying if you go directly that way for a while, you will hit Antarctica eventually. Same with that way. Same with that way. I'm not saying I believe it. I'm just saying.
You're not going to hit Antarctica.
It's within
you're gonna
the realm.
You're going to do loops around the world. Around the world.
Okay, bro.
You're going to get dizzy. You ever seen Around the World in 80 Days? They made a movie about it. Jackie Chan. Owen Wilson.
How big of balls did Chris Columbus have to be? You know why he like sailed across? He was proving that the earth wasn't flat. Because
they didn't have plans or planes.
They didn't have plans. What are you doing?
I got no plans.
Pretty tired of this place. Just want to see what's over there.
Yeah, because you can just go. So he figured it out.
No, he just found more stuff on the flat earth. Did you finally get my, on the last podcast, I guess it's two podcasts ago at this point, of the idea that it is a snow globe? Of that idea? I'm not saying I believe it.
I hear you.
Yeah?
I hear your words. Quick question.
Yeah, quick answer.
Since most people
mm-hmm.
make less than $36 an hour.
Yeah.
And there are 3,600 seconds in a day.
Okay.
It's quite literally worth your time to pick up that penny off the ground.
How long does it take you to pick up a penny off the ground?
Quick sec. You'll make more than you make it work.
I don't trust pennies, dude.
Whose penny?
I don't trust them.
What's wrong with them?
They're not real anymore.
Since when?
Since
Pluto? Did they take them out with Pluto?
No, like, you know how they used to be made of copper? They don't make them out of copper anymore.
What are they made out of?
Not copper.
Copper plated? Spray painted?
Could be.
Pretty sure they made it out of copper.
You look at an old penny, that joint's brown. Brown.
Brass?
Copper. You look at the new ones, bro.
Copper,
they're
not
like
brown.
They're like gold, bro. The new ones?
Yeah, because they're new.
They're shiny.
They're brand new. They straight copper, dog.
Yeah, but the old ones, they look like
you think a penny's been through. You think it. A penny's worth more in copper than a penny?
No. Well, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Inflation, dog. There's no way. There's no way.
That's what I mean.
Inflate, because it's not backed by anything. So nah, bro. It's not really backed by copper anymore, you know? Well, actually, I guess maybe you're right.
You know what I was thinking about?
Me naked.
Yeah. Yeah. Most certainly was.
Yeah.
And I'm back.
Hey, welcome back. What else were you thinking?
Watching a graduation ceremony.
Yeah.
Is like sitting through just the credits of a movie.
Except there's like really long speeches in between.
Yeah. It is like listening to, like, you know, the director explain his experience. And then he goes through whoever else was involved.
Yeah.
Like a movie of only credits.
Bro, do you remember your valedictorian speech?
Well, I gave it.
No.
I gave it.
Not with that 2.7, dog.
2.7, what did you say?
2.7.
2.7 what?
GPA.
Who had that?
You told me this.
I made it up.
What you have? You had a 4.0?
If I was valedictorian.
Yeah, what you...
Four,
I mean, 4.3. Maybe 2.7 was it.
4.3.
You had a 4.3.
4.3.
All right, what was your speech? You remember your speech? Tell me your speech.
Yes,
that's enlighten me, bro. Lift me up,
I mean, it was just... I mean, what? 3-4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. You are 30 years old.
Why are you always trying to do that? That's not my thing.
All right, guys, no more old jokes, okay?
I'm not old.
I'm just saying you're old.
I just graduated 3-4 years ago from high school.
Bro, I'm so mad you didn't comment on my comment that was on your picture about who do I look like.
What'd you write?
I said you look like a...
handsome devil.
A grown-up Peter Parker that never got his superpowers.
No, I don't.
What was your speech? Yeah, you do, bro.
I said... welcome, class.
Yeah, I feel like if I was Spider-Man...
Are you going to listen to my speech?
If I was Spider-Man, I didn't get my superpowers, I would grow a beard.
Are you going to listen to my speech?
Yeah, go ahead.
Welcome, class of 2017.
Yeah. Is this high school?
Yes.
It's high school.
Yeah, this is 4 years
2017.
Ago. Welcome, class of 2017.
Okay.
Here we sit, and we ponder all our thoughts and all our wanders.
Is this Dr. Seuss?
What you say, Green Eggs and Ham? I then went on to give advice, and I said, look. I wasn't valedictorian. I made it up.
Do you remember the person that gave the speech, though? Like, for real, I don't remember. Leonard.
I feel like Leonard was one. Skinner? I could totally be wrong.
Okay.
Leonard.
I was really hoping at my college graduation, we would get, like, a really cool speaker. Like, you know, online, like, they had Jim Carrey show up to one. Crushed it, bro.
You grew up in the Eastern Shore of Maryland. Okay, there was 50 people at your school. You really think Jim Carrey's going to show up?
We're the people that need it, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to go to Duke. You're going to go to Yale. Okay, looks good on your resume, Jim. But if you really care about the people, bro, come to Salisbury, Maryland, dog.
Salisbury.
The Dirty Bury, baby.
Salisbury.
Come uplift the cornfields, dog.
I have no idea what I've forgotten.
I feel that. Thanksgiving's coming up.
What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful.
Just say it. I mean,
I'm very thankful.
Just say it. Let the cat out of the bag.
Okay. I'm ready to do it. Nick. I, Cakes Mitchell, am super thankful.
For me. For you.
That I do not have to spend Thanksgiving with you. Also,
what?
I am very thankful that you're my friend and that we are friends.
You ever seen anybody use a coat rack? It's not a coat rack.
It's a coat rack.
That's my closet.
Coat
rack is like you walk into a wedding and you hang your coat up.
Yeah, bro. My grandparents have.
I'm talking about That's just your closet. That's just somebody's closet.
No, it's a coat rack.
You're at an event.
Yeah.
You walk into the event and they have a coat rack, a coat room.
Yeah, the casino.
Have you seen people use it?
Yeah.
People putting hanging their jackets up at a casino. I'm saying, have you seen anyone use one?
I used one.
You used a coat rack?
At a casino.
You took your coat off. If I got a coat on, it's not coming off my body. And if it does, then I'm going to wrap it around my waist and tie a little knot in the front.
Well, I didn't pay for the service. My grandparents.
You have to pay for a coat rack service?
Yeah.
Yeah, no wonder. You took your grandparents' advice. That's what I'm saying. Only people that use coat racks are grandparents.
Yeah, but it's like a smart move, bro.
It's not a smart move.
How are you going to feel, bro? That's going to weigh your hips down. That's why your hips are so low, bro. You've been tying your coat to your hips for the longest.
If I know it's warm inside, I'll leave my jacket in the car.
No wonder you're so elongated, bro.
You tell me right now, you will use a coat rack. Have you ever used a coat rack except when your grandparents were like, no, I got
absolutely
you.
Not.
I got you. I'll put it on my
That's
tab.
The only coat rack I've ever seen in my life. If they were talking about a specific room for your coats.
They got them at weddings, bruh.
They do not have them at
they
weddings.
They got them at weddings.
Not the ones I go to. They just certainly do not. They got a hanger on the wall. I've seen them before. I've never seen a coat room at a wedding. Or maybe I'm just not aware enough at weddings to be like, yo, where's the coat room? But at the casino, dog, at the casino, if I went back to the casino, I'm using the coat room, bro. That's like, yo, who's got the big bucks? Who should we look out for, like, on the surveillance camera? Like, who's running the tables?
The guy who used the coat
using
rack.
The coat room, yeah.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, so I want them to look at me and really be like, that man's about to make money.
If you're using a coat rack, dude, you've made it, you know.
I agree with that,
because you got
bro.
Nothing else to think about other than where am I going to hang my coat? You know, you've a fit, like, you don't got no stress.
It's also, like, in comparison, like, where are they going to hang your coat? Like, what coats are they going to hang your coat with? Because you know they're, like, separating it by, like...
But no, it's like when you pull in, you know, you got the expensive car, you pull in, you park, and you take up, like, three spots, right?
Right, yeah.
Your coat, you pay for three spots. You don't want yeah, you don't want to buy a coat touching your coat. You don't know where that coat been.
Heck no,
you
bro.
You know what I mean? You ain't touching this alpaca.
I got alligator skin coat, bro.
I'm saying you
ain't gonna touch it by no
llama fur. This zone was fair trade from Peru, bro. You ain't your coat ain't touching my coat. That's Peruvian alpaca.
Facts.
Yeah, that freaking
chic
Texas leather ain't touching it. You know,
bro. I thought this was the hole. My feet are tingly, dog.
Bro, every mirror you've ever bought has been in used condition.
You know? What do you think would happen if you were the first person to look into a mirror?
I think you turn into a witch, don't you?
Like, if you were the first person to look into a mirror,
like
would your reflection even show up?
I don't think it does.
I wouldn't.
Because no.
If I'm the reflection, bro, I mean, that's like, yeah, that's like you casting a spell for the first time. Like, mirrors are the modern day magic, to be honest. And if I'm being a respectful reflection, dog, 100% I'm not showing up first time.
Not first time.
Not first time, bro. You deserve that. I want you to experience what it's like for Harry Potter to put on that invisible cloak and just be able to see through you, dog.
Is there fake mirrors where they look like a mirror, but they don't show you? They don't show you you're in it?
Yeah, they do. They
I
do.
I don't believe it.
No, they do. It's
convex.
Yeah, it's like a triangle. So it'll like boom, boom.
Right, it kind of looks like a mirror.
You. But you got to stand in a certain spot for it to work. But yeah, they got them. But it's not, like, you know, nothing's real.
Mother Nature really pre-wrapped and pre-sliced oranges. And we're going to take a knife to them.
Bro, how lazy you got to be. That's a great point, Nick.
We're going to take a knife
to them. I'm glad you're here. Who else? Bro, that is so true. What they ain't doing that. They're not doing that in watermelons.
Nope.
They're not doing it in apples.
They did it in grapefruits. And I never seen somebody peel a grapefruit. You ever seen somebody peel a grapefruit?
I've seen maybe three grapefruits in my life.
and you never seen somebody peel one.
Mm-mm. No. You just, yeah.
Do you peel your orange or you slice it?
I only buy the baby ones, bro.
No. Do you peel your oranges or do you slice them?
I peel them.
Oranges.
I don't eat oranges.
Your tangerines, your mandarines, not your gamblings. I'm talking about your...
If I'm being honest, for oranges, I slice them. I slice them, bro. I don't know. It's just like, it's in my blood.
You're like a soccer mom, dude.
I know I'm going to be ready for that. Like, when I have kids...
You're gonna slice your oranges, you're going to put them in a snack size Ziploc bag, and you're going to pack them up for the team.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah.
That's in your future.
It's what I am. You can't hide from who you are for too long. At some point, you just got to accept who you are, look at yourself in the mirror, reflection or not, and just say, hey, that's me. That's who I am.
And you slice oranges.
And I'm an orange slicer.
I slice more oranges, too.
Okay. That was a lot of buildup for you judging me the entire time.
I didn't. I just wanted you to tell me the truth. If you ask me, I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to be around the bush.
All right. Do you think Jarrett's attractive?
No. Not even a little bit. Put the camera on him. Everyone will agree. Looks like a foot with a face.
Do you think I'm attractive?
You're 7.8.
Take that. That's good. That's past C+.
Yeah.
Do you think you're attractive? The audio.
That'd be arrogant. That'd be arrogant, bruh.
Yeah, I know, but you say you want to beat around the bush.
What I look like?
A beat busher. You look.
Remember when I said last time? I said if you don't think you're cute, you're just not your type.
Okay, so go ahead. Do you think you're attractive?
I would date me.
What would you rate you out of 10?
Would I got a clean shape up or no?
Yeah, you're looking your best.
I'm looking my best?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a 10.
You think?
I got you. I got to hype myself up.
Yeah, I believe that.
It's self-love, baby.
I love it.
It's self-love. Right now?
Yeah, right now. What would you give yourself? Like straight out the, if you look in the mirror right now, reflection or not.
And I'm looking right now? Yeah, I'm like a low 8.
You think you're better than me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're making it weird.
Do you think... Yeah. I'm done.
All right. What are we talking about? How you cut your oranges? Anyway, that's all we got time for today. Thanks for listening. Yeah, it's perfect.
Ain't no way, bro. Yeah,
appreciate it.
Don't do it.
I'd like to plug the merch.
Don't do it. I'm not letting it. No.
I refuse. Why me? What do you? Okay, ask me something.
Okay, bro. When do you think trading cards were invented?
You be making that up on the fly.
Question.
Trading cards, obvious. It's 1940s.
Why do you think that they titled the most popular ones bicycle?
Oh, you're talking about playing cards. You said trading cards.
I trade playing cards. Let me get your jack of clubs. How much?
How much for your jack? I'll give you my king of hearts.
I would never give you my king of hearts.
Yeah, you would.
Holly? Holographic?
I'll give you my jack of clubs and the seven of clubs. You're going to give me your king of hearts.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
That's simple as that.
Why do you think they're called bicycle, bro?
Because they ride. Because they got wheels on them.
Tell me about your magic career.
It lasted a span of 7 years. From 15 to 22. And I did a couple shows. Small shows.
Like weddings and stuff? Like
no, classrooms. I traveled all the way to Germany.
Wait, what?
And I did, and I did a show in a classroom. Yeah, blew some minds, bro. I'm actually, I don't remember any of my tricks, but they were good. I never made any money off of it, But I.
You flew all the way to Germany.
Yeah.
To do magic, for free.
All right. Well, here's the thing. That's where you're getting confused. I was visiting family.
So you were.
I was visiting family in Germany. Okay. Yep. There's two ways to look at it. I flew to Germany and I did magic for a class.
Yeah.
For an elementary school class. And then I came back. You can look at it like that. Or you could say I went and visited family, my wife's family, and her aunt teaches elementary school and asked me to come into her class and do some magic tricks.
You framed it like they flew you out to Germany to do magic.
Look at it how you want.
I look at it
in my mind. I'm a professional magician. Have you ever been flown to Germany to perform magic for little kids?
Never in my life.
That's something I'll never forget.
What was your favorite trick?
I just told you I don't remember any of my tricks.
You don't remember any tricks? That's, no tricks. No, that's a lie, bro. You remember tricks.
I don't remember tricks.
You know nothing.
I got nothing for you.
Card right there. Show me a little card trick.
I don't got them. I don't do them. I got nothing.
Okay. Who was your favorite magician that you looked up to?
Well, you know DB was pretty fire.
Don't call David Blaine DB. Like, he's your boy.
No. Yeah. All right. I mean, Dave. Yeah, Dave is... What? No, my guy Dave. And then Christopher...
Don't Chris Angel him, bro.
What?
you're saying their names, they're different, like you know them.
Oh, Penny and Telly. That's what, when we're at lunch, that's what they asked me to call them. So,
but does he talk in real life?
Yeah. Yeah.
What does he sound like?
He's funny. So there's, do you ever watch the show Penn and Teller Fool Us?
Yes, I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, I like to watch that show. I actually was on it. Well, I'm a producer. I was a producer.
You watched it.
I've watched it. I've watched it. Just on YouTube, though. Never anything
Did
else.
You ever know about the guy named Daniel Garcia?
That sounds super familiar. Magician.
Yeah. I bought his DVDs, bro.
Man, you didn't learn anything from
him. Well, no, I was super into magic, but my hands were too small to do a lot of this stuff.
Stop with the short jokes.
I didn't, guys. Bro.
Stop with the short jokes.
No, bro, it's just like...
Yeah, you got little hands, dude. You're a little guy.
No, bro, just my hands are small. My doctor said, he looked at me dead in the face, he said, look, son, you're an average height, an average dude, average long, but look, your hands are small.
did he say average schlong?
No, he said it's a bit above.
That's what he said?
That's what he told me.
That doctor looked at it and he was like, look, son.
He said, look, it's the same as mine.
That's what he said. Hand in hand.
Yeah.
That, speaking of doctors.
Yeah.
Doctors hope you get sick.
It's a business, bro.
Lawyers hope you get sued.
Uh-huh.
Mechanics hope your car breaks down.
Libraries hope you don't read their books.
Cops hope you're a criminal.
Firemen hope you're an arsonist.
But only a thief wishes prosperity for you.
I didn't know there was a joke coming from that. That was pretty good. You're not dumb sometimes, bro.
You're not ugly.
What is my foot's asleep right now? What is it about your foot falling asleep that you get the tinglies, bro?
But your foot tastes like LaCroix right now.
It feels like LaCroix.
I just put that in a new song. I said, sipping on some TV static. Because I was drinking that bubbly. So I wrote, sipping on some TV static because bubbly tastes like TV static. Mm-hmm. Like, if you look at it, it's just, like, fizzing up. Sipping on some TV static. Count how long that we been at it.
Okay, we're done.
Thanks, bye.
Oh, wait, we got to plug the...
You know where it's at.